looking for a good time. Then you came to the right place, cause right now we about to get lit. Got something cooking in the pot, so you should grab a seat and take a shot, cause this vibe is about to
come from me in the kitchen. I'm serving the dish. They either hate it or they love it, but they know that I won't miss. Cuz who came through with the vocals, least to be with a hit. Shout out to Steel Magazine, let them know we the shit.
Disturbingly random, random.
What's going on, brother?
What up, homie?
Hey, man, another day, man. Another beautiful day out here.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Listen, man, you know what I'm saying? There's always work to be done, no matter how much celebrating we do, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It's tons of work to be done.
How you holding up over there, man, with this corona nonsense, man?
Man, it's a little rough. You know what I mean? I got a pregnant wife. She's about to give birth in like 3 weeks. So, yeah, it's a little testing, especially when she's a hypochondriac. So this like feeds into her paranoia. Oh, yeah. So it's a little rough.
Yeah, I can dig it. You looking good though, man. You looking good. Look like you nice and healthy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I try.
That's
what I definitely try, man.
Yeah, so, oh, man, I got a bunch of stuff to ask you, man. You listen, you don't stop working. I see that. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, even when you ain't got the camera in one way, you doing something else. So, you know what I mean? So I see you got an animated series now.
Yeah, with the family, man. Hey, if we stuck in the house, man, it's always time to work, man. You can work no matter where you at, whatever position you're put in. I'm just going to keep grinding and grinding and grinding.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But you got two of them though, right? Then you do another animated series too. At first,
yeah, we started Hood Fellas right when the coronavirus actually kicked in. We did it based on the coronavirus, and it was supposed to be funny because we didn't think this shit was gonna hit the way it did. Right, we were just kind of laughing about it, and it was supposed to be a web series. So we were gonna go do a whole bunch of the first weekend we started filming that Sunday. Is when the first we got the first case in my city.
Okay.
And I called it off, you know, because my wife has health issues with her lungs and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm not going to take a chance with her and this and that. I didn't think it was going to last like it did. Mm-hmm. So we ended up stopping production. But I was like, we already filmed, and I knew I had filmed just enough. I was like, you know what? Let's just throw it out as a short movie because we making it our business to stay consistent. Like Vengeance, we seemed like we had a problem where we just wasn't consistent enough.
Right, right, right.
So I had went on and was like, we had all these projects lined up before my daughter was going to be born. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to get these projects done before she's born. That way it'll cover the whole summer. Like I'll be dropping something every week the whole summer. Right, it just didn't work out that way. You know what I mean? With all this. But I got creative, found something else to do.
Yeah, listen, I'd be remiss not to introduce you the right way. You know, we just jumped on here, started talking, like, you know,
we're just
having a conversation. But I gotta give a welcome and everything to my man Q from Ellen Productions. Q is the co-creator of Vengeance web series. You have a partner.
I'm the creator. I'm the everything. Yeah, I do have a, as far as the production company, I do have a president. I have a vice president. Stuff like that, but I am the CEO. I am the writer and creator of Vengeance. Everything we put out, I do everything.
Okay, see, and you know, and he has the animated series Hood Fellas, short movie, and animated series. What's this new one called?
The new one is Death Do Us Part.
Death Do Us Part. Listen, man, I seen you in Forced to Sin too.
Yeah.
What you doing? You chopping up bodies, coming over the bridge, chopping up bodies and coming back.
Man. Yeah, man. I got a chance to work with Ray Loop, man. He's probably the best director I've ever met. I mean, the man is so talented at what he does. And I had hooked up with him when he was doing Give Me the Loop. Mm-hmm. That was his web series before Foster Sin. It's a hook classic. It's a great web series. And we just got to talking when he started Foster Sin, and I was like, wow, that means so much to me because I was a foster kid.
Okay.
And I was in a fucked up foster home.
Right, right.
So I can relate to the stories that he tells, and I love the originality of what he did. Mm-hmm. So we just got talking, and we got cool. And one day he asked, he was like, he put it out there on the gram, oh, if anybody had a house that he could film at. Mm-hmm. So I hit him up, was like, yo, if you want to take a trip to Jersey, I'm like, you can use my house. Mm-hmm. And then one thing led to another, and he said, oh, he needed actors to kind of die. I was like, yo, I got actors. All my actors will be willing to die. Like, because that's one of the hard things is finding people that are willing to shoot a death scene. No, everybody get a little weirded out when it comes to shooting death scenes. But my actors, they cool like that. They don't care. They know this is just, we doing this just for, a lot of this is for fun. Like, I'm doing it because I want to do something with it. I love being creative. I like thinking of something, creating it, and putting it out there so I can see it myself. I don't really get strung up on all the views and how popular it gets. Like, that's not me. I don't want to be famous, so.
That's definitely something not to get hung up on. Like, people, you know, every time they put something up, they're looking into the left. They're looking to the left to try to, you know, see what's going on, anything on YouTube to see how many people saw it or whatever like that. And you lose focus in sight of the creativity, like you said. You know what I mean? And it's like, I think that, and I know I put up a video and everything about the key components and everything for web series or whatever like that before, but creativity amongst all else and anything is always going to, you know, if you're chasing it because, you know, you want acceptance and accolades and anything from friends and fans or whatever like that and anything, you're going to lose something along the way. But like you said, you're not doing it for the creativity just because you love to get that camera in your hand or you love being in front of or whatever like that, then, you know what I mean, something's going to falter, you know?
I mean, it was all facts. So what you put up, that list was really good. Mm-hmm. And I agreed with the whole list. It definitely was on point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to get better.
Yeah.
But my thing is, a lot of different people, like, they tend to judge really quickly on what they see. And this is a learning curve, for especially people like me. I have no formal training with film, I never owned a camera, mm-hmm. never didn't own a computer until I started doing this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So a lot of people don't realize that. You got to kind of look past it sometimes. It's great when you have great quality because you have great equipment and stuff like that. But you got people, like when we started Vengeance, the first three episodes were shot on a cell phone. Mm-hmm. It was edited on a cell phone. Yeah. I didn't even own a computer. Yeah, first three. And those first three got us nominated for 2 Urban Web Series Awards.
That's what's up.
And that's on a cell phone.
That's the stories right there. That's dope. Because, yo, when you think about no formal training, you shoot on the web, on the cell phone, you got people in Aiden who are acting, who've never done acting before or whatever like that. You know what I mean? Yo, that's dope right there. That's what makes, to be honest with you, when I decided to start shedding light on like web series or whatever like that, I don't even have a dog in the fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing a web series or nothing like that. I just think that's dope in Aiden when I see people who don't have the training, don't have nothing, anything, and they make something out of nothing. You know what I mean? Yo, that's dope because that's more talent to me than somebody who walks into a production or a set and anything that's already put together, got the lights, got the boom mics and anything, got the cameras all over the place or whatever like that. All you got to do in there and anything is you just show up and anything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know, put your best foot forward. What you guys and anything is like, not only you putting your best foot forward, but you actually building a foot. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you know, everything you do is from the ground up. And I thought that was the dopest thing in the world, man.
And to me, it means a lot more. I mean, the whole reason I started doing this to begin with was to leave a legacy for when, God forbid, something happened to me, mm-hmm. my kids can go back and look at it and be like, mm-hmm. there goes my dad. I can hear my dad's voice. I can see his mannerisms. You know what I mean? And that's mm-hmm. why we did it. It wasn't to get famous. It wasn't to get 100,000 views on YouTube. It wasn't to win awards. I mean, that was nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To start getting some type of accolades and people to start recognizing your hard work. Yeah, that is good. Like, mm-hmm. it started to shift. Mm-hmm. And that all started with that first Urban Web Series Awards. When we went in there and like, I was watching a lot of web series when we first started. That's when I didn't know nothing about web series until we started. And then I heard about Money and Violence, and I heard about all these big shows. Mayhem is one that's around my community, so I had to check out Mayhem, and then I started getting into them. Like, wow, these damn things is good. Like,
yeah.
Wow, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
So watching them and watching them, when we went to that first Urban Web Series Awards, we was in a building full of these people I was watching.
Right.
And some of these shows, you're talking about 250,000 views, 500,000 views. Like, they not small shows. These is like big shows.
Better than what's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, right. And I'm like, damn, I'm in here. I'm not the type of person to get starstruck, but like, I was surrounded by a lot of people. And it was like the Hood Grammys. I'm like, wow. Yeah. Like, I knew I felt we don't deserve to be here. Like, mm-hmm. what we did, yeah, it was nice. I'm glad they honored us by nominating us, but we didn't deserve to be there, and I knew it. So I didn't expect to win.
Mm-hmm.
But not winning, that kind of hurt. Mm-hmm. It definitely hurt. Mm-hmm. And right after we left, I was like, yo, we got to step it up.
Mm-hmm.
That day, we came home. I ended up buying all this equipment, new cameras, a computer, editing software. Like, didn't realize how much money this shit was gonna be. You know, I mean, $1,000 camera, $2,000 computer, another $1,000 on this, $1,000. You're like, wow, what the hell? Next thing you know, you in the hole.
Yeah.
But that's when we really started to turn, because I felt like, yo, we can really succeed at this. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we can do something that nobody else is doing.
Yeah. Once you get all that equipment, you like, I gotta create now. Now I gotta create. You know what I mean?
It kind of sucks because we just went out and went and got a 4K camera, really nice camera. Actually, the same camera that Ray Luke uses for Foster Sin.
Okay.
I got the same exact equipment. I reached out to him and asked him what type of equipment should I get, and he told me, and I went out and bought it immediately, and that's when this Corona shit happened. Yeah. And it was like, damn, I got a new toy, and I ain't even got a chance to play with it.
That's
so
crazy.
That kind of hurts.
So what you guys gonna do with the Vengeance series? You gonna come back to it? You gonna add on to the Vengeance series, or you gonna stop it off there again?
I want to end it. Mm-hmm. I do. We made so many mistakes with Vengeance. Vengeance was definitely a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much made every mistake you can make in this business. Every mistake we made, and it could have been so much bigger if we would have been more consistent, if I would have went and got real actors and not people that I used to run the streets with. Because everybody that's in Vengeance is people that ran the streets. There's not one act. I think we got one actor, and you only see the back of his head. You don't even see him.
Damn.
You know what I mean? At all the people we filmed with, nobody had any type of acting experience, nothing. And I think that really hurt it. And I think I'm past the point where we can write that ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to end it. I want to end that chapter and start on something fresh. And we got so many projects I have. We just didn't get the chance.
I think that mistakes make great stories. Of course we always got to figure out a way how we're going to cap it off and anything or whatever like that. But like I was telling my man Illa G from New York Minute Web Series. I told him, I said, listen, man, he said, hey, I hate that first season. I hate my first season. I said, nah, I said, those mistakes make great stories, man. I said, you know what I mean? Because you can always look back on them and say, like, yo, we did this with this little, you know?
And that's why series True Thoughts, I always did the first episode of the first season. I didn't want to do when they got better.
Right.
I wanted to see it at their worst. Because everybody knows that first episode of that first season is your rawest. That's your rawest project right there.
No,
it's always going to have the most mistakes. It's just everything. And that's why I like watching it, because it shows you a real good appreciation when you watch the rest of their seasons and you're like, damn, they got really good. Like, Project Heat is one. Project Heat got so good in the 4 years that they've been doing their show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just watch the growth. Everything from how they animate the intros and everything is like, wow, like they really got good.
Yeah, yep. Even
that, that's why we did that.
The way Foster Sin, his intro, like you can tell that is a lot of growth even before the show even start. Like I just watched the new episode that came out in 18 today, and I'm like, damn, this dude got good, man. Ray got good.
Ray is beyond. He's past that learning curve. Like, Ray is really, really good. Now, I'm not saying he's perfect because I don't know if you watched last night's episode. I've seen little things. I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I'll end up pulling him to the side and we'll talk about him. Like, mm-hmm. It was like, all right, it's not perfect yet. And I know he's a perfectionist. He wants it mm-hmm. perfect. Mm-hmm. But it's the small things that doesn't hurt the show, and most people probably didn't even see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but now when you've directed something, you got like what's called the director's eye. Right. You start to see the littlest things,
mm-hmm.
and it'll bother you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Ray probably watching it last night, seen it, and was like, damn. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I probably don't even have to point it out to him.
That's what really like kind of piqued my interest in a lot of the web series now and anything beyond just the whole, like I said, like you said, we started watching Money and Violence and then whatever after that. That's what piqued my interest, because I would look at it from a different eye and anything. I would see things and like I'll start scrutinizing. I'm like, all right, what's missing? Yeah. What didn't they do? Or what should he have done there? Or whatever like that. So, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure, Nathan, you know, your eye, Ray's eye, Illa's eye, you know what I'm saying? Mo's eye, all of those guys who's putting out these dope web series and everything, they see the mistakes that they make afterwards or whatever like that. But like I said, I don't have a dog in a fight. I don't want to do a web series. I just enjoy the craft and the ability that you dudes got. You know what I mean? And I just think like y'all should, like the world need to see what you guys are doing the same way that they see these series that's on Netflix. They need to see this. Because, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. The same, if not more work goes into what you guys are doing with the minimalist, you know what I'm saying, amount of help.
You'll see a lot more originality in some of these web series. I mean, mm-hmm. you do have web series that, all right, it's the same hood story, you know what I mean? People mm-hmm. selling drugs, they're getting the beef shootouts. But right. then you'll have some that have such an intricate story that right. you're like, why aren't they on Netflix?
Right.
If you
right.
give them, and a lot of them, they'll say, oh, well, the quality's not there. Well, it's one person. Like Ray does everything by himself. He's like me. Mm-hmm. He films it. He edits it. Everything. He does. He writes it, directs it, everything mm-hmm. by himself. If you give Ray a dedicated crew,
mm-hmm.
he'll be on Netflix by next year.
Yeah.
Without yeah. a doubt. Without a doubt, the first project he submits to Netflix, it'll get approved without yeah. a doubt, because he's that good.
I think a lot of you guys, all you need is a team. That's it. That's all you need is a team. You know what I'm saying? The creativity is there. It's there. You know what I mean? So tell me about the true series. Tell everybody about that.
Series True Thoughts was something we wanted to do to promote the smaller web series. Like, a lot of times people, they don't get a lot of views because people just don't know about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They might just tell their friends. They might throw one or two posts on social media. But it doesn't really, like, there's one. We end up doing 10, we did 10 different web series mm-hmm. that are small. Mm-hmm. And small, in my mm-hmm. eyes, was under 10,000 views. An average of 10,000 views per okay. episode. That me, you're still a small web series. And so we did 10 different ones. And the one that ended up winning, who we thought was the best up-and-coming web series, we went, got an award for him, sat down with him, did an interview. It was this web series called The Recession.
Recession, yeah, The Recession.
The Recession, quality-wise, is just as good as Foster Sin.
Yeah.
The acting is, it looks like they're all professional actors. It doesn't look like anybody that doesn't know how to act.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Such a great story. I'm like, how do these people don't have 100,000 views? Because I watch more web series pretty much than anybody. I put money on that. I really watch. I watch thousands of web series, not just one or two. Every web series that comes out, I watch.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody sends me one, if I start following a new web series on Instagram, I'm going to watch it. Mm-hmm. I want to see it. And The Recession was that good. I'm like, how the hell are some of these shows getting 100,000 views and The Recession's only getting 10,000?
Yeah, yeah.
Or less. And it's so good.
Mm-hmm. That's just marketing at the point. That's just marketing. That's just a matter of people knowing about it. You know what I'm saying? Once people start sharing it and anything, then it kind of goes a little bit. It goes a lot further.
But that's why we did. That's why we did Series True Thoughts. It was all right. I don't have a ton of followers, but it's a couple extra. Mm-hmm. And you get one person, that person likes it, he tells one person, and you know how the effect goes. It just keeps going and it grows. So if I can get one or two more people to watch this web series or any of these 10 web series, if they like it, they're going to tell somebody, you know what I mean? And it's helped promoting other people.
Right, right.
And that's why we did it. That's the whole main reason why we did it.
What aside from equipment, aside from just not knowing how or the expertise or whatever, what issues did you bump into? You know, and with like trying to put this whole thing together, the whole LM Productions,
dedication. It's you don't find too many people out there as dedicated as me. Mm-hmm. You don't find people that grind the way I do. You know what I mean? That's a certain type of person that's like that. Mm-hmm. Ray is one of them. Ray, that's why me and him, we connected so well, because we're both the type of people that can work a 15-hour shift and then go out and film for 6 hours. Go home, get an hour sleep, and then go back to work and do it all over again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Most people aren't bred like that. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was. Like, when you do, especially when you're dealing with without money, that's one of the biggest things. Now, when you throw money in it, everything's different. Mm-hmm. Because now you're paying for somebody's services. They have no choice but to stay dedicated, or they get fired, they don't get paid. Mm-hmm. But doing it when there's no profit involved, people don't have that same drive.
Right. They don't see that vision.
Yeah, and that's it. Not to mention, I made the mistake. I made the same mistake most people do. Starting something with a bunch of friends. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows you can't mix friends with business. It just doesn't work. And I would say that's my biggest roadblock.
But the flip side of that is, if they're not friends, they're going to be wanting the money up front. You know what I mean? You got to have a budget from somewhere. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? You grab strangers who know the craft and who knows, you know, something about whether it's acting or holding a camera or holding the mic, whatever, they start asking for money up front. You know what I mean? So it's like kind of, you know, it's almost like you got to use a friend and, you know, somewhat.
Well, it depends on the reason you're doing it. Are you doing it as an investment where you want to see a return? Mm-hmm. Or, like I said, in my case, money was never an issue because we never thought about profiting from it. Mm-hmm. We said that from day one, because there, you got web series out there. I'll give you one, Mayhem. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's been watching web series for the last 6 years know what happened with the cast of Mayhem. Mm-hmm. Money got involved. Same thing with Money and Violence. Money got involved. What ended up happening, both these great shows stopped making shows. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you got people that feel like, oh, they deserve more money than me. Oh, I do more work than him. I should, you know, money complicates everything. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to stay. I told my team, like, yo, anything that comes with money, I don't want no parts of it. Mm-hmm. Because that's how you're going to mess up friendships. We're going to all split, because everybody going to have their own way of thinking when it comes to business. Mm-hmm. And I never wanted that at all.
So what happened? Somebody dropped the bag off to you. You know what I mean? They dropped the bag. They're like, yo, listen, we need 10 episodes. Here's 100. You know, 100 racks and anything. Yo, what happens then?
Then it's being split 50-50 to everybody, no matter what you do, from the smallest to the biggest. That's it. Easiest way.
Do you lose creativity at that point, or does the creativity stay?
Well, no. If there's money involved, I ran through a lot of problems. Like, the one thing I always wanted to make different about Vengeance than any other show was our death scenes.
Okay.
Like, the whole show is about people dying. There is a story, but I didn't want to lace it so hard to where it starts to get boring. Because I watch some shows that I really like, but they'll have these parts where it's just talking and talking and talking and
right.
It's like, God, come on, man. Let's get to what we want to see. We want to see the shootouts. We want to see the drama. We want to see something. I don't want to hear people talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we made sure we was going to have these crazy ways of people getting hurt or kidnapped or deaths. Like, that's why we won the Best Special Effects Award, because we really poured into that. I knew that from day one.
Mm-hmm.
I told Show of Films 3 years ago, I'm coming for that award.
Mm-hmm.
That's my award. I'm getting that award. 3 years later, I won that award.
That's what's up.
And hopefully I went back to back, because I'm trying for this year too. If we ever have the damn 2020 Urban Web Series Award show, I don't know.
This whole coronavirus got everybody there.
Yeah, kind
of. Hey, but, let me ask you. What part did you have in High Rise? The High Rise.
I pretty much play myself. Kitty P is he's the first person web series I've ever seen.
Okay.
A friend of mine that passed away is in his show.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was alive, he was telling me he was in a movie. So when he passed, the day he passed, I'm like, I'm trying to find where this movie is. And then I got in contact with Kitty P, and he told me, no, it's a web series. So I started watching the web series, and that's how Vengeance started, all because of him.
Okay.
And so I did some teaser trailers for Vengeance, because we were still filming and still developing. And I did a teaser trailer that featured the High Rise in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he seen it and was like, yo, that was dope. Yo, I appreciate you promoting us like that. I was like, yo, no doubt, because that's how I am. One hand washes the other, you know what I mean? I have no problem promoting everybody. It don't matter to me. You know what I mean? I'm not in, like I said, I don't want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing I want.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, yo, I want you to film for my show. And I was like, all right, well, I want you in my first episode. So I got him in my first episode, and then he got me in like two or three of his episodes. It was, I think, season two. We did a crossover between Vengeance and High Rise. So a couple of my actors acted in it, and it just went from there. And me and him built like a real good friendship.
And how much, I meant to ask you just before, how much of Vengeance is real life for you?
Everybody asks that. Experiences, personal experiences, it's very much embellished.
Mm-hmm.
The thought process is 100% authentic.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to prison more than once.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to prison because of people ratting on me, snitching on me.
Mm-hmm.
Vengeance is the thoughts that if you've been snitched on and you're in a 6x9 cell,
mm-hmm.
Vengeance is the thoughts you have while you're in that cell.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going through that anger phase, when you come home, like you really want to hurt that person. You want to torture them. Like these are the thoughts that most men have towards somebody that take away their freedom. Okay. So the thought process behind Vengeance is all authentic. Those are thoughts that I have had in that position.
Okay.
So that's where Vengeance really comes from. It's just the thoughts of a man in himself.
Okay, and you just throw them together and piece it together as episodes. That's dope.
I mean, some of the scenes are things that either I've seen, some I've done, mm-hmm. some I've heard of. Like it comes from a bunch of different sources, so it's not based on me or anybody in per se. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean. It's more based on the thoughts.
That's dope. So, you guys were always called LM Productions, or it was something else before?
No, I was always it was just Vengeance Web Series, but we knew we was going to do the production company eventually.
Okay, because that's what I was.
It was going to be LM Productions, because everything we've done always has been under LM Productions.
Okay, got you. There was another thing I had to ask you. Man, it was something else I was going to ask you. Nathan, I think you might have even answered it. You said it's definitely based on, you know, so. And you guys are based in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, is it harder, Nathan, shooting and getting on that web series map, being from Jersey, or does it just don't matter where you're from because you're pretty much just shooting your story?
No, I really honestly, where you are, I don't think matters at all. Like, in the storyline of Vengeance, we never really say where we're from.
I noticed that. And
a lot had to do with it because my community actually did not support us at all and was trying to shut us down when we first started. Mm-hmm. We first started it, Vengeance was supposed to be called The Slums.
Okay.
Well, so word got to a councilman called me directly, was like, nah, you can't be calling our city The Slums and this and that, and was making a real big deal about this shit. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I don't want to go against the city because I know how dirty they can play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, I don't want no parts of this. They were sending cops to us constantly.
That was what I was going to ask you next. I've been
laid down at gunpoint.
While filming?
I'm talking about the whole city police department. I live on a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
And we was having a birthday party. So I had about 20 kids outside in the front of, on this dead end in front of my house. I had the pizza man coming. I was just went around the block to shoot a quick scene. Somebody seen us, called the cops. As we were walking back to my house, here comes the cops. They came. It had to have been 20 people, AR-15s. I'm like, what the fuck? Laid us down, get on the ground. I mean, but we was real respectful. It could have went left. Could have went left because I have a serious tendency of acting besides myself when the police get involved.
Yeah.
But I knew we didn't do nothing wrong, and I knew they had a job to do. And I already knew in my head, I was like, somebody probably saw us, what we were doing, thought it was real, called the cops. Let me not be an asshole.
I was about to tell. I said, "Q, you can't have machetes and guns and stuff and anything in the middle of the daylight. You know, with cameras around and anything, and think the cops ain't coming, though, Q."
Yeah. So, but they were real cool about it. They was really cool about it. And one of the crazy things about it is I didn't realize in New Jersey got a law that these guns that you see in web series are illegal in the state of New Jersey, like airsoft guns. Yeah, they're all. They are considered real guns in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, that's a good reason. That's a good excuse to shoot you, right?
Not even that. I'm a two-time gun felon.
Mm-hmm.
One more weapons possession, I get life from prison.
Damn.
I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. Thank God I didn't act like an asshole when they did this because the sergeant had came see me a week later and said, yo, we could have charged you with a weapons possession, and that could have put you in prison for life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't realize that. Damn, so that's another part of the learning curve. Like, I had no clue about that. Like, what the hell? It's a BB gun. It's not even a metal BB gun.
Damn it.
And he's like, no, you look up the law, and that's considered a weapon in the state of New Jersey.
Yo, that's crazy.
It is. It is nuts.
That's
and there's
crazy.
People that there's people that actually got locked up for weapons possessions because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine being in a county jail and they ask you what you in here for a fucking BB gun?
Yeah, you can't even tell that story. You got to make up something at that point.
You got to make up something. You can't tell nobody that.
That's crazy. So what's on the horizon? Yo, when this whole thing clear, all of the air clears,
Right now, I'm concentrating on the Death Do Us Part with the family because I'm having real fun with it. We got some real crazy stuff coming up. We're going to include the baby. It's going to be funny, man. I'm really enjoying it right now. Because of this coronavirus and then having a newborn baby, it's like, I want to work. I want to go out and film and I want to do this. But then on one hand, it's like you want to take a chance with your family. Like, because a lot of people have their indifferences of how they feel about this pandemic. Some people think it's a bunch of bullshit. Some people think, oh, it's no worse than the flu.
Listen,
motherfuckers, in my eyes, motherfuckers is dying.
Can't take no chances.
I'm not taking no chances with anybody I love.
Yeah.
That's plain and simple. I can't do that. As bad as, like, Ray Lou just reached out to me. He wanted me to actually film a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit him, was like, yo, if I'll do it, but I got to wear a mask, bro.
Yeah.
And he was like, he understood. I'm like, yo, I got a pregnant wife, bad health. I can't take no chances, like none. I just can't. As bad as I want to, and as bad as I want to get back to normal life, I mean, this is going to be the norm for a while.
Yeah, no doubt.
They might open this country, but that don't mean you're not going out there and taking a chance with your family.
True. And I
ain't willing to do that, you know what I mean? Because if it happens, you're looking at yourself like, damn, I could have prevented it.
Yeah. So
that's a tricky question. So right now I want to just focus on that. Probably right after that, we'll come back with a series, True Thoughts, Season 2.
Okay.
Do a couple more of that. I got a bunch of stuff. I want to finish Vengeance. I want to do the series finale. That's already written out. It's already planned. I got another web series we want to come out. I just wrote a movie. I got two movies, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of things on the shelf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just waiting to see how life dictates it. So, I'm not putting no timetable on it.
True.
You know what I mean?
Well, listen, man. Listen, I appreciate you. I appreciate your creativity. I appreciate your whole team. I appreciate the series True Thoughts. I like that whole thing, you know what I'm saying, that you're doing with that, giving some light to, you know, new web series and whatever. Listen, I enjoy you coming across the bridge and forced ascent. Chop up a couple of things and heading back to Jersey.
Wait. It get a lot worse. Oh God. It's going to get a lot worse. Butch is a character.
Yeah.
Butch is a serious character.
When Ray's uncle was talking to him, it was too funny, man. I'm dying laughing because I'm picturing your face and everything. I'm dying. I'm like, yo, this is hilarious to me. Yo,
he did a hell of a job, though.
Yo, he did it. He did a dope job. He did a dope job.
I'm watching. I'm like, damn, he's a damn great actor.
Dialogue.
He did a really good job.
I was caught. He had me on that dialogue. I was all into it. Like, oh, yo, this is crazy. Yeah, that was good. That was definitely good.
I thought my scene was actually going to come in last night's episode when I seen that part, but I guess Ray tried to stretch it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get crazy, though. Just be prepared. It's going to get crazy.
All right. I'm waiting for this. Listen, man, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting just like I'm waiting for, you know, everything that you got coming down the pike. Yo, man, I appreciate you, you know, logging in and, you know, jumping on this call with me and everything, letting everybody know what Ellen Productions is all about, what Vengeance Web Series is all about. Let them know who Butch is, who Butch really is and everything. I think Butch is sitting in a car right now. I don't think this is cute. Just to let everybody know. yo, man. Props to you and your team and everything, and shout out to your, you know, your wife and your newborn on the way. You know, much love to that. Yo, last thing. I got one last thing. Top five, but I'll take the top three web series that you can give me.
Top five. I'm not gonna give you nothing that ain't being played no more. So I'm not gonna give you Respect, Life, or Money and Violence. No, you take them right off the table.
Okay.
My number one is going to be Foster Sin. Not because I'm in it. I just think everything from the way he shoots, how he shoots, and his story is just phenomenal. It's so different from everybody else. Mm-hmm. My number two is going to be The Recession. Recession is that damn good. My number three is going to be Project Heat, New York. I love Project Heat. One of my favorite shows. That's my top three. Let me see if I can give you two more that I really enjoy. Snakes. Snakes is a good one. Let me see. And right now, I'm fucking with heavy is Loyalty and Betrayal.
Loyalty and Betrayal, yeah.
I'm fucking with that. They just dropped their new episode today. I'm actually gonna watch that in a minute. I would say. Right now, because there's a lot out there right now. I love 848. That's another one. Mm-hmm. They on their season break. I would probably put them above Snakes and Loyalty and Betrayal. 848 is a real good one.
I like It Was Written. It Was Written is kind of is partnered up with isn't that by the same guys?
Actually, that's what I bet. I bet It Was Written. I keep thinking they old day. It is It Was Written. Yeah.
It's the same guy.
They produce both. and I'm kind of messed up about how they stopped Lil T Betrayal.
Yeah,
that's kind of a sore subject right there.
Yeah. I said the same thing.
I'm a little pissed about that. But me and SL, we're gonna talk. Me and SL definitely gonna talk, man. That's somebody I'd like to work with.
Yeah,
I'd like to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
At least sit down and chop it up with him.
Yeah,
I mean help him out because I want to see that show succeed. It was written as a good one.
Mm-hmm. Well, yo, like I said, I appreciate you, man. Anything else you want to say to the people, Nate, before we sign off?
Hey, man, just go out there and support these web series, man. People work hard. They ain't making no money. They're dedicating a lot of time just to give people something to watch and enjoy, man. Just go out there and support them. That's all. It don't take much.
Mm-hmm.
You click a damn button, a like, throw a comment out there. Mm-hmm. They got emojis now. It takes you 2 seconds to throw a little fire emoji. You mm-hmm. can throw a thumbs down for it. It don't matter. You know what I mean? Just show these people the respect they deserve, the support that they deserve. All this hard work, man, they doing it for your benefit. Whether you like it or not, they doing it for you.
Yeah. Because, yo, listen, going to the movies is out. You know what I'm saying? And it do get tiring, Nathan. You see everything on YouTube.
Who wants to watch the same shit we watch as kids in remakes? Yeah. There's no originality in Hollywood no more. None.
Yep.
There isn't. It's really bad.
Listen,
I
say it all the time. I say web series is the new Hollywood. This is Hollywood next right here. This is Hollywood next.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Especially with the nutcases like Harvey Weinstein and anything just setting fire to Hollywood the way he did. This is the new Hollywood.
Hollywood is so politically fucked up right now. That's what it is. It's all the politics. So you got all these directors. Somebody's going to take a chance on one of these directors and get him a bag, and you're going to see how they sit here and create something special.
Yep.
Because if you give Ray Liotta a budget,
mm-hmm.
he going to take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for real. He going to take over. Maurice Paramore from Recession, you give him a budget,
mm-hmm.
he don't need millions of dollars either.
Yeah,
he just need a budget to bring in names.
Yeah,
to bring in promotion.
They definitely got a vision and a story to tell. Yep.
Yeah, they have the vision and they have the skill to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You give these people, you give some of these brothers and sisters the means. And I mean, what they do with it is going to be very special. Not to mention, they're going to give a lot of people opportunities. Because Ray Liotta, they're not, you don't have to be a perfect actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To work with them. They're willing to promote you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're willing to work with you. That's what I love about them. Mm-hmm. They're not high and mighty, like, oh, you ain't got no accolades, you ain't been in nothing like that. No. They, you know what I mean? They're good judge of characters.
Yeah. I definitely want to sit and talk with Ray. You know, I had a plan. I before all of this nonsense jumped off, that I was actually going to sit and talk with with you guys face to face. And anything they started getting kind of, you know, saying long and drawn out with this corona thing, that I said, you know what, we might as well do what everybody else is doing and get on this damn, you know, this split screen.
Yeah, man. This is gonna be the norm for a while, man.
Yeah, this is gonna be the norm.
Sucks, man.
But I definitely want to talk to Ray, man. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely a sharp mind and anything in this whole film thing, this web series thing. So I definitely want to have a conversation with him in the upcoming days. So I'll reach out to him and anything soon, too. But, yeah, man, like I said, I appreciate you. Anything, I'm always here for you dudes, man. Anything, I'm always going to support, you know what I'm saying, the web series.
Appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying? I always give you guys, the fire emojis, like you said. The thumbs up. It ain't no fake to that and anything, because I appreciate your hard work. So, you know what I'm saying? Just keep doing that and anything. Yo, like you said, it ain't for the money and anything. So you always winning. But when that bag come and anything, don't you dare turn it down. Don't you dare turn it down.
Oh, yeah, when that bag come, they going to hate me. They going to hate me. I'm telling you right now. If you wasn't riding with me when I was doing all these grinding, when I was up there 3-4 o'clock in the morning editing, if you wasn't there.
No doubt.
Don't ask for share time.
Word up. Yo, man, I appreciate you. I'm about to get out of here.
Anything all right, brother, man. Have a good day. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, man.
All right, bro.
Peace.
If you're looking for a good time, then you came to the right place. Cause right now we about to get lit. Got something cooking in the pot. So you should grab a seat and take a shot. Cause this vibe is about to
come
be
from me in the kitchen, I'm gonna serve in the dish. They either hate it or they love it, but they know it I won't miss. Cuzzle came through with the vocals, least to be with a hit. Shout out to Steel Magazine, let them know we the shit.
Disturbed.